13 minutes past 9 o'clock. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. It's that time we have our grand finale, round 2. Yesterday we had round 1. All the contestants receiving full marks, 6 out of 6, except for 1. And inshallah they'll be competing. So it was Houghton Muslim Academy who had 5 out of 6. Besides that, Apex had 6. Bilal Combined School had 6. Nizami Islamic School in Peter Maritzburg also had 6. And Houghton is sitting on 5 points. So today is round 2. And tonight, inshallah, we will be asking our contestants spelling words. Mulana Muhammad Kara, Jazakallahu Khair for being here and conducting this course. Without you, the course is very boring.
It's been a long day with you, Malik Saif. Suffers from the moon, now back to the course.
Yeah, at least there was a break in between Tarawih break, and now we're back after the Tarawih break. Contestants are ready. Are you ready, Mulana?
Yeah, inshallah, let's shoot over the same side. Let's go. It's a second round of the finale. Tomorrow night, inshallah, we have the finals, round 3 and 4. Then, inshallah, we announce the winner tomorrow night on Radio Islam International. Are the contestants ready?
Yes.
They sound very tired. Yusra, let's welcome you first, Yusra. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yusra, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I'm Mulana.
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah for asking. Yusra, welcome on board, okay? All the best of life. All the best of luck. What did I say?
Life. All the best of life.
I looked further than that, what I said earlier. So it was good. All the best of life.
It's called fast.
Farsightedness, yeah. That's the word. You get my point. Farsightedness, Yusra. Yusra?
She?
Okay, she understands, Malisa.
Yes.
Kayla Muhammad, are you there, Kayla?
She, Mulana.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah, Kayla. Can you speak a little bit louder, okay, sister?
She, Mulana.
Mulana, Kara, didn't your wife say you must pronounce her name properly? Why don't you ask her on air, how do you pronounce her name?
How do you pronounce your name properly, Kayla Muhammad? Am I pronouncing it properly, Kayla? The last time Kayla came, Malik Saib, you were calling her Kayla. Kayla, I was wondering where Kayla came from. Not Kayla, it's Kayla Muhammad, okay?
It was you that said it, and then after that, your wife even corrected you, Mulana Kara.
Did she?
Yes, we're all learning.
We're all learning. Third contestant, Nizamiya Islamic School. Abdul Haq Tiva. Abdul Haq, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Abdul Haq.
Wa alaikum salam, Mulana. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, Abdul Haq?
Alhamdulillah.
Peter Maritzburg, eh?
Ji.
How's things in Maritzburg?
Good, Mulana.
MashaAllah. Apex, Maryam Saeed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Maryam.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Apex is in Auckland Park. Malaysia. Are we ready?
Yes, we are ready.
Just to give the listeners, the tally of how many points we have so far, how many schools. We have 4 schools, and the tally and the points so far, it is quite interesting. Apex have 6 points. Apologies, Malaysia. I've got a bad flu. Apex have 6 points, Malisway. Bilal Combined have 6 points. Nizamiya Islamic School have 6 points. And the Houghton Muslim Academy have 5 points. Am I correct?
Yes, you are spot on. That was yesterday's competition we had. We had Islamiyat, and from there, this was the score. Today is round 2 of spelling. So, yes, you are correct.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready for the first question, Yusra Khan?
Sure.
Here we go, my sister. How many years can a snail sleep for? This is a spelling quiz. How many years can a snail sleep for?
Two years?
Okay. 2 years is the incorrect answer. 3 years. What do you say? Okay, Yusra, they sleep for long, 3 years. Imagine sleeping for 3 years. Similar to my friend Maurice Shweb, who sleeps the whole day.
If you had no imam at Mulana Kara, you would have been the same also, like the snail.
If I had no imam at That's a good one, Maurice Shweb. That's a very good one. I'll write that one down. Maurice Shweb, if I didn't have imam, I would have been just like the snail. Yusra, are you there, sister? Yusra? Are you there, sister? 3 years, okay?
Ji.
MashaAllah. Okay. Next question. So that point you got zero. Kayla Muhammad, are you ready for the second question? 10 marks for this one. Are you ready, sister?
Yes.
Okay, the question we're asking you is, the first ever cat was sent into space in which year?
1960.
And which year was it, sister, and what was the name of the cat?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you the name of the cat. The name of the cat, I think, was Mousy, okay? And I will do some research, Marisa.
Is it true that the cat really go to the space?
The really first ever cat went into space in the year 1969. But I don't know the name of the cat, okay? All right, here we go. We learned something, Melissa. You see, the motto of this course is we are all learning.
We are all learning, too.
We're learning about poo, we're learning about animals, we're learning about the atmosphere, we're learning Islamic knowledge, geography, science, and everything, Melissa.
And about the snail as well.
And Afrikaans also. Here goes your question, Yusra. Are you ready? It's simple, simple, simple. Spell immediately, okay? Spell the word permeate.
Please repeat it.
A permeate. Spell the word permeate.
Sorry, Milana, I can't hear you.
Permeate. Spell the word permeate.
Permeate. P-E-R-M-E-A-T-E. Permeate.
Okay. I said give it to her, right?
No, Milana, Kara. Time was up long time. She asked you twice, and I think they were playing for time. So, unfortunately, no
okay.
points.
Apologies for that, sister. I don't know, something not right on our side here, but the time is up. Okay, sister Yusra?
No, we always try and ask the listeners if the line's clear. Our engineer asks them before they come on air. So we will not accept that as an excuse.
Okay, don't shout me. Shout her, Maliswip.
I'm not shouting, nobody. I'm just mentioning the rules. We have to be fair.
Okay. Okay, sister, we have to be fair. Sorry for that. Okay, brother, good try. Okay, sister? Apologies, Molly Saves, I'm short of. May I ask why you sent your son away from the studio? I asked him to sit next to me, and you just chucked him out of the studio?
No, the way I sent him, it's a better view, Molana Kara. He can hear you better, and he can see you also better.
Okay.
Just for a better view.
Okay.
Right, let's move on to Bilal Combined School. Kayla Muhammad, are you ready?
Yes.
Is the line clear?
Mulana.
If you want me to repeat, we can repeat it for you, but the clock will carry on ticking, okay?
Okay.
Okay, question one. Kayla, spell the word barometer.
B-A-R-O-M-E-T-E-R.
Spot on, mashallah. 1 point your way, sister. Okay, mashallah, mashallah. That is the first point on the board today. Okay, here we go. Third question goes to Peter Marisburg, Abdul Haq Jeeva. Okay, just spell your name for me quickly, please, Abdul Haq.
A B D
U L
U L H A Q
H A Q
G.
Okay,
you just want to hear the H.
I like the way you say H. And that is a correct, that is a proper spelling of the word H, Melissa.
Proper spelling of pronunciation.
I mean, proper pronunciation of the word H, not like how we Jobbers normally say.
So how you say it? Do it one more time?
H. Abdul Haq Jeeva, are you there, my brother?
Yes.
Here we go, my friend. Simple, simple, simple. Spell the word jewelry.
J-E-W-E-L-L-E-R-Y.
Mashallah, spot another point your way. Okay. Melissa, shoot off to Apex, Miriam Saeed.
The fourth contestant, question one. Miriam, is the line clear? Are you ready?
Clear.
Okay, spell the word prosperous.
Prosperous. P-R-O-S-P-E-R-O-U-S.
Mashallah. Within the time frame as well. Prosperous. Mashallah, successful, usually by earning a lot of money. That is what prosperous means. Mashallah, okay. Can we go with the second round? Yusra, are you ready, my sister? Yusra?
Okay,
can you hear me? I think there is something wrong with the lines. Can you hear me clearly, sister?
No, I'm struggling to hear you, Milana.
You can't hear so clearly. I don't know why. Is this a WhatsApp call?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Should we cut in? Sorry.
Last time they called me on the line.
On the normal line. Okay, we're going to ask the engineer to call you back on the normal line. Okay, sister, let's take a break. Okay. We're going to be having a short mashallah with Mali Suhaib, and we're going to call you back. Okay, sister? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All right, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. 29 minutes past 9 o'clock. We're going to be taking two calls at the time, inshallah. Let's welcome Yusra back on the line. This is a normal line. Yusra, we welcome you once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah
wa barakatuh. Is that much clearer, Yusra? All right, Jazakallah. Apologies for that, okay? Yeah. And line number two, we have Kayla Muhammad. Kayla, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Kayla?
Wa alaikum salam. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, don't go anywhere, okay, Kayla?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I say we're going to be taking two contestants at the time. I think that's fair. The lines are clearer. And nobody's on a WhatsApp call, okay?
Yes.
Here we go. Yusra, your second question. Are you ready, sister?
Okay.
The moment you hear, start spelling immediately. Spell the word forgery.
Forgery.
Yeah.
F-O-R-G-E-R-Y.
Mashallah. Mashallah. Forgery, not orgery, Mali Shaib Sahib. Orgery in Gujarati is what? The inside of the sheep, the stomach.
Yeah, normally Qurbani time we have.
Orgery.
Yeah.
Orgery. Have you ever ate that orgery?
No, never.
Okay.
Maybe when you're giving a bride out again, then you can have it on your plate.
Put some orgery on the bride.
Yeah.
Okay, sister, mashallah, 1 point your way, okay?
Okay.
Amin. Malisaib?
Yes, Kayla, are you ready for question two?
Chi.
Spell the word persuade.
P-E-R-S-U-A-D-E.
Mashallah, correct.
Correct, mashallah. P-E-R-S-U-A-D-E. Okay, it's basically to make somebody do or believe something by giving them a good reason to do it, or by talking to that person and making them believe it. Okay, mashallah. Here we go. Third question. What is Swaib Sahib? Can I maybe ask you a question, my friend?
No, Mulana.
How many toes? A cat has how many toes on its front paw? A cat has how many toes on its front paw, Mali Swaib?
Paws are you talking about?
I'm talking about toes, not paws. I'm talking about toes. The cat only has one paw, Mali Swaib, not two paws.
So then how many toes does it have?
That's what I want to know, Mali Swaib, my good friend.
Is it not 18, Mulana Kara?
18. Mm. Okay, find me a cat that has 18 toes, Mali Swaib, sir.
Okay, tomorrow we'll go on a hunt. I'll get one for you and show you.
Yusra? Yusra, are you there, sister?
Yes.
My very good friend, Maulana Swaib Ali Khan, says that his cat has 18 toes on the paw.
18 toes on total, 4 on each, and then back, 5 on each front paw, Maulana, and then 4 on each back paw.
Also, you counted everything, not just on one paw?
Yes.
Okay, okay, you're far-sighted.
So the new word that you learned, are you using it?
Okay, but the correct answer is a cat has how many toes on its front paw?
5.
Yusra? 5. Okay. I thought where you got that cat from when you said that he has 15 and 18 toes.
Yeah, if you count all.
Are you ready, sister? Yusra?
Yes.
Here goes the spelling of the third word. Spell the word grotesque.
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 G-R-O-T-E-S-Q-U-E.
Mashallah, spot on.
2 points.
That one was 2 points. I was hoping you get it right. Mashallah. Basically mean, Mali Swaib Sahib, like, you know, strange and unpleasant, especially in a silly or slightly frightening way. Grotesque. Mashallah, 2 points your way. Okay, Yusra.
Yes.
Here we go with Kayla, Mali Swaib.
Yes, Kayla, are you ready for question three?
Yes.
Spell the word conscious.
C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S.
Mashallah.
Yes.
Mashallah. Within the time frame, 2 points your way, sister. Mashallah, conscious. 2 points your way, so you have full marks as well, okay? Here we go with Yusra Khan coming up your way. Fourth question, are you ready, Yusra?
Yes.
The question is, spell the word confiscate.
C
Conficcac.
Yeah.
Conficcace.
Mashallah. Spot on, Mali Sahib.
Yes, mashallah. She's doing very well.
Very well.
First question. Right. Are you ready, Kayla, for question number 4?
Okay.
Spell the word vertigo.
Vertigo.
V-E-R-T-I-G-O. Mashallah. Correct.
Mashallah. Another point, your way, sister. V-E-R-T-I-G-O. Okay, it's a feeling of spinning around and being unable to balance, often caused by looking down from a height. That's a vertigo, okay?
Okay.
Here we go with the next question. Here's your last question, Yusra.
Yeah.
The question we're asking you, sister, is, Molly Swaib to you as well, how many dogs survived when the Titanic sank?
Unfortunately, I did not watch that movie, Molina.
Now, we're not talking about movies here. It's haram. We're talking about the Titanic. It happened. It went down. Mm. How many dogs survived when the Titanic sank, Mali Sahib Sab?
No idea. You can tell me, Molana.
Yusra?
I'm not sure,
sorry?
I'm not sure, Molana.
Just take a guess, sister. What about Kayla Muhammad? Kayla, you want to try?
No, Molana, I'm fine.
Okay, that was quick. Okay, do some research. Okay, how many dogs survived when the Titanic sank? Molly Sahib will tell us tomorrow.
Inshallah, if I remember to research it.
Please do some research and tell us the names of the dogs as well, okay? Okay.
If you ask me the dogs at the time of Ashabi Kahf and that, then maybe I can answer with the movies. I'm sorry.
Here goes your last question. Yusra, are you ready?
Yes.
Spell the word leisure.
Leisure. L-E-I-S-U-R-E.
Leisure. Mashallah. Mashallah, she's got now 5 out of 6, Yusra Khan. This is the grand finale, round number 2. Yusra Khan representing Houghton Muslim Academy, and she's got 5 points. Mashallah to you. Congratulations to you as well as your school. Okay, Yusra?
But Mulana, can I say something?
Sorry?
Mulana, please can you consider my first point because I honestly couldn't hear. Mulana,
okay, inshallah, we'll pass it on to Mulana Daya and he can have a listen to it tomorrow. And inshallah, we'll see. Tomorrow we'll have the round 3, then we'll decide, inshallah, okay?
What we'll do is, sister, this whole case of yours about not listening to the question, we'll present it to the Supreme Court, okay, of justice. Then we'll get back to you, okay? The judges will make a final call on your behalf. Are you happy with that, sister? Or you want to take it further than that? Yusra, are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Yusra, we're going to get back to her, inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah.
She says she honestly didn't hear.
Okay.
So please find some mercy in your heart.
It's not about having mercy. It's just having these rules set in place because normally people use what you call dictionaries and Google, and that's why we have this time of 8 seconds. But inshallah, we'll consider it. We're not saying no.
We're going to consider it. Okay, Yusra?
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, Ben. Request for dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay. Last question to Kayla Muhammad.
Kayla, are you ready for question number 5?
Okay.
Spell the word critique.
Critique. C-R-I-T-I-Q-U-E.
Mashallah, that's spot on. And you have so far 6 out of 6. Mashallah, well done to you, Kayla Muhammad, and to your school as well. That is Bilal combined, okay? MashaAllah, well done to you. Okay. We're going to be taking a short break, Mali Sahib. When we come back, then we're going to be talking to Abdul Haq Jeeva from Peter Maritzburg and online before we speak to Maryam Saeed from Auckland Park.
20 minutes to 10 o'clock. Welcome back to Radio Islam International for our grand finale. Today is round 2 with spelling words. We are done with 2 schools. We are done with Bilal Combined School as well as Houghton Muslim Academy. So till yesterday, Houghton had 5 points, and today we also gave them another 5 points and one is pending. We will find out. And then Bilal Combined School yesterday, they received 6 points, and today another 6 points, mashallah. So they have 12 points. Now we have 2 more contestants for this round for spelling. We have Abdul Haq Jeeva from Nizamia Islamic School in Peter Maritzburg, and we have from Apex, that is Auckland Park, we have Maryam Saeed. We'll be inshallah asking them as well. So Malana, over to you, contestant number 3.
All right, Jazakallah. Let's continue. Nizamia Abdul Haq Jeeva, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back on board. Mm-hmm. Line number two, we have Apex Miriam Saeed, Auckland Park. Miriam Saeed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jazakallah, welcome on board, contestants. It's quite simple as well. It's just, spelling words, okay? Nothing difficult. It's just simple spelling words. Molly Saeed, my friend, are you ready?
Just simple spelling words, and now and then you just ask about animals.
Yeah.
Now and then.
Last night, were you paying attention, brother Abdul Hakjeeva? We were talking about poop, you know, animal poop.
And
which animal's poop is known to take the shape of cubes, my friend? We're talking poo-poo, yeah.
I forgot.
You want to try, Mariam Saeed?
Yeah.
Which animal's poop is known to take the shape of cubes, Mariam? We got to learn nature, sister.
I don't know, Mulana.
It's a wombat. Okay. We got to learn nature, Mariam Saeed.
Very important.
Yeah. Here we go. Second question, Abdul Hakjeeva. Are you ready, my friend?
Ji.
Spell the word propeller.
P-R-O-P-E-L-L-E-R.
MashaAllah, 1 point your way. That was quick as well. Spot on, Mali Saeed. Full marks.
MashaAllah, so he's receiving 2 out of 2 so far. Let's move on to Maryam Saeed. Are you ready for question number 2? Maryam?
Ji.
Is the line clear?
Ji.
Okay, can you hear me?
Ji.
Spell the word occurred.
Occurred.
O-C-U-R-R-E-E. She must
have a C there, Malana. Yeah, she must have C. It wasn't very convincing, Sister Mariam Saeed.
Double C.
It's O-double-C-U-double-R-E-D. Okay, Ben? Okay, my sister. Sorry for that. Okay. Here we go, Abdul Hakjeeva. Mali Saeed, my good friend. Knowledge time. How many brains and how many hearts does an octopus have? Abdul Hakjeeva, today Mali Saeed is spinning. Mali Saeed, my friend?
No, it's just I'm intrigued with your questions and I'm learning a lot today.
Abdul Hak?
It has one brain and 3 hearts.
How many brains?
One.
One brain, Mali Saeed?
Yeah, I think Abdul Hak sounds very confident.
One brain, 3 hearts. What did you say, Mariam Saeed?
Two.
How many brains and how many hearts does an octopus have, sister?
Yeah. I don't know, eh?
Mali Saeed, Ziad, you want to try? It's got 9 brains and 3 hearts, Mali Saeed.
9 brains?
The octopus has got 9 brains and 3 hearts, sister. Tomorrow, Mali Saeed will tell us where those brains are situated and located.
You can come on a worksheet or the blank worksheet and I'll fill the answers in.
Just fill in the answers tomorrow, okay. Here we go. Third question, 2 points. Abdul Hakjeeva?
Yeah.
Here we go, my friend. Spell the word chauffeur.
C-H-A-U-F-F-E-U-R.
MashaAllah, spot on, 2 points your way. Well done.
Let's move on to Auckland Park. Maryam Saeed, are you ready?
Yeah.
Question 3 for 2 points. Spell the word acoustics.
Acoustics. A-C-O-U-S-T-I-C-S.
MashaAllah, 2 points as well.
Spot on, 2 points. Sister, may I ask you further, what is meant by acoustics?
I don't know.
Take a try, sister. Is it something to do with gymnastics? Abdul Hakjeeva, acoustics, what does it mean, my friend?
It has something to do with sound.
Something to do with sound.
Mm.
Yeah. It's the scientific study of sound.
When they were busy with this new studio, Manakara, they used acoustics there.
They use acoustics, yeah. Okay, Mali Saeed, I get your point. Thank you so much. Lucky for you. Okay. Question number 4. Are you ready?
Ji.
Abdul Hakjeeva.
Ji.
Spell the word studious.
S-T-U-D-I-O-U-S.
MashaAllah, my friend Mawlana Saeed is a very studious boy. Studious, MashaAllah, correct. He's got full marks, Mawlana Saeed.
Doing very, very well, MashaAllah, from Peter Marisburg, Abdul Haq Jeeva.
Yes.
So far, you've got 5 points. You've got one more question left. Right, Maryam Saeed, your fourth question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Spell the word villain.
Villain. V-I-L-L-A-I-N.
Spot on.
Mashallah, that was quick as well. Okay. A villain is a bad person who harms other people, or the villain breaks the law. Okay. Here we go. Abdul Haq Jeeva, your last question for today. Are you ready, my friend?
Jeeva.
Okay. Let's see. A cat can rotate its ears how far, my friend, Maulana Suhaib and Abdul Haq Jeeva?
360 degrees.
MashaAllah. 360. What
do
you say? 180. 180, I would go halfway.
Yeah, I also got 180. Show me your cat that rotates 360 degrees, okay? The poor cat must be spinning heavy. Okay, here we go.
Good try.
Abdul Haq Jeeva, here goes your last question, okay?
Yeah.
Spell the word integrity.
I-N-T-E-G-R-I-T-Y.
MashaAllah.
6 out of 6. It's still in my mind how your cat is spinning 360 degrees. bring your cat to Radio Islam one day.
It's very special.
Okay. MashaAllah to you, Abdul Haq Jeeva.
Yeah.
Full point, 6 out of 6 from the Zamia Islamic School in Pietermaritzburg. Okay. MashaAllah. Okay. Mariam Said, Malisaib.
Mariam, are you ready for your final question for this evening?
Yeah.
Right. Spell the word envious.
Envious. E-N-V-I-O-U-S.
MashaAllah. So how many she gets, Malisaib? She's got 5 out of 6. Auckland Park, Mariam Said contestant, 5 out of 6. And the man whose cat rotates 360 degrees, he's got 6 out of 6. Abdul Haq?
Yeah.
What's your cat's name?
Moiza.
It's a girl?
Yeah.
Okay, MashaAllah. Okay, MashaAllah, Abdul Haq Jeeva, take care, my brother. We talk soon, inshallah. Well done to you and your school. And say hello to Moiza, your cat, the one that spins 360 degrees. And Mariam Said, JazakAllah to you as well, Sister Auckland Park, 5 out of 6, okay? Mariam, are you there, sister?
Okay.
MashaAllah, sister, well done to you, okay? Request for du'as, inshallah, and tomorrow night we continue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.